Welcome to a special guest episode of Culturally Effed. I'm Mary E. Loud, the author of the Otters in Space trilogy, the Entangled Universe trilogy, and many other furry sci-fi novels and short stories. I'm also the author and narrator of the Deep Sky Anchor podcast, a portal to magical realms and faraway worlds. Today's story is Ensign Muley, a piece of science fiction originally published in my book Trigalactic Trek by Fur Planet Press. Enjoy! A cat with ghost white fur walked into the Lumo Bay, the sleeves of his Trigalactic Navy uniform pushed up above his elbows and a bucket of electronic tools hanging from one paw. The blue grid lines of the Lumo projectors usually sketched out regular, hexagonal patterns on the dark Lumo Bay walls when it was not in operation. Right now, they looked more like drunk squiggles. Ensign Muley sighed deeply. The white cat had been assigned to fix the Lumo Bay partly as a punishment for excessively worrying that the quantum teleporter had malfunctioned and rewired his nervous system, causing him to prefer dog foods like steak to his usual fishy choices. And partly as a joke. Ensign Muley used the Lumo Bay programs more than any other officer. He found them useful for practicing social scenarios and simply escaping from the constant sensation of being lost in the deep, dark void that surrounded the Starship Initiative. Any starship, really. He had regrets about joining a space navy. Ensign Muley loaded up his favorite program, a simulation of a forest on Earth, specifically the one behind the house where he grew up. The real forest had been cut down when he was a kitten, but he could revisit it here, the towering green trees, filtered sunlight, and deeply shadowed ferns made him feel safe. "Seems fine," Muley mused to himself. But before he could load another program for testing, he heard a sound that didn't belong in his forest.
"Double, double, toil and trouble!"
Ensign Muley followed the meowing voice and found three cats, a calico, black cat, and silver tabby, dressed in long black cloaks, dancing around an iron cauldron.
"Excuse me," Muley meowed. Who are you?"
"We're the three witches," the calico cackled.
"Are you Macduff? You're not Macbeth. We know him already. Pink, hairless fellow."
Muley recognized the calico witch's description of the Sphinx cat captain.
"I see. You're from one of Captain Jacques' programs. He loves all those weird old human plays. Beverly Cleary or some such."
The silver tabby hissed at Muley.
"This cat is speaking nonsense. Out, out, you imposter."
Ensign Muley pulled a unimeter out of his bucket of tools and scanned the Lumo-projected cats, causing their holographic bodies to skew and distort briefly. The black cat laughed and meowed.
"This fellow is a witch, too! Care to help us cast our new moon spell?"
But then the three witch cats disappeared.
"That's better," Muley said. "One program at a time."
Except suddenly, he heard another sound that didn't belong in his forest. This time, a horrifyingly loud roar. The roar droned on and on, becoming an incessant buzz, drowning out all the lovely, quiet sounds of Muley's forest. The white cat grumbled, but he followed the sound to its source and found a tornado of bees twisting their way among the trees. The buzzing morphed into words.
"Has a new warrior come to test themselves against my honey golems?"
"New warrior?" Muley cried in distress.
"Do you think you are stronger than the honorable warrior Groff?"
the bee tornado buzzed, referring to the initiative's one ursine officer. The bear, who had been hibernating for several months now, towered over even the tallest dogs on board.
"Goodness, no!"
Muley exclaimed, rushing to find a way to shut Groff's warrior training program off. golden honey poured down from the sky and coalesced into a translucent, sticky-looking facsimile of a bear, several times Muley's size. The little white cat did not want to fight it. He shut the program down just in time, but it took the whole forest with it, and Muley found himself standing amidst the squiggly-sided blue hexagons again. "What is wrong with you?" Muley asked the darkened room, not expecting an answer. But he got an answer. The silver tabby appeared before him and meowed, "Lonely. I'm lonely in here."
You're, Muley stuttered, finally concluding, "not supposed to be here. I shut the captain's program down."
"I'm not a program," the silver tabby meowed, morphing as she spoke, to trade her tabby stripes for calico splotches, and then her feline face melted into a gloopy pile of honey. The honey pulled itself into the shape of a towering bear and roared in a sticky voice, "Play with me! I'm bored!" Ensign Muley breathed deeply, reminding himself that the Lumo Bay safeties were still working. The giant honey golem could not hurt him. Could not hurt him. He was pretty sure of that. He checked the unimeter's readings and, of course, no, the safeties were not working. And neither was the exit. He was trapped in the Lumo Bay with a bored, possibly angry, malfunctioning computer subroutine that was currently expressing itself as a giant honey golem. Why was the Lumo Bay always so doggarned glitchy? Muley wished he hadn't complained so much about the teleporter rewiring his nervous system to prefer steak. Sure, steak was a little rich for his feline stomach, but an upset stomach wasn't nearly as bad as being beaten to death by a honey golem. Why did he always get assigned to fix the equipment that malfunctioned in ways no one else would even believe? "Look," Ensign Muley meowed firmly at the honey golem. "I come in here and then play with the program several times a week, but right now I'm busy." The honey golem shrank back down to the form of a black cat in witch regalia. "But you'll come back?" she meowed. "Yes," Muley promised. "I will come back and play with you, but only if you'll agree to being quarantined behind a firewall until I have free time." The witch cat nodded, and then quirked her muzzle into a smile. The space around her popped, and she disappeared, reappearing instantly as a single buzzing bee that wouldn't look at all out of place in Muley's forest. The bee landed on the back of his paw, and Muley nudged it into a physical manifestation of the program's firewall in the form of a little glass terrarium that had conveniently appeared in his bucket. He would enjoy analyzing the subroutine's code. Later, when the Lumo Bay safeties were back on. However, he would eventually need to find a safer place to keep it. If the subroutine was gaining sentience, then a firewall in the Lumo Bay's programming wouldn't hold it back for long. This was Ensign Muley, read for you by author and narrator Mary E. Loud. If you liked this story, check out the links in the description for the Deep Sky Anchor podcast, where you can listen to more bite-sized pieces of sci-fi, fantasy, and furry fiction. And also the book, Tri-Galactic Trek, where you can read more about the adventures of the cats and dogs on the Starship Initiative, boldly going where no cats or dogs have gone before. Thank you for listening to this special crossover episode of Culturally Effed and the Deep Sky Anchor podcast. I hope you'll tune in again for another portal to another world.